Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
My name is Doug Staples. I just spoke to Yvonne in customer service about a recurring charge that I've been incorrectly charged for that began in March of 2022, this past March. I have an account number, at least what she represented as an account number, but I've been charged $56.95 every month until this current month. It was something that came out of my debit card checking account, and I admit that it was something I should have picked up sooner, but I did not, so I'm calling today. And I don't know what it's for. Yvonne didn't have any information about who charged it, where it comes from, why it continued. She just confirmed that all of them were charged, but could only do one credit. And she gave me a credit memo for it. She gave me a credit for 1 month. This last month, December 21st, is when it showed up on my account. And I need to know what can be done to research this further. As I said, I got no information about what company is charging me. I got no information, no number that I can call to verify why I was charged. I don't recall ever purchasing this device. She called it a tactical bag, and the original charge was on March 9th for $67.32. Can you help me? This is my question.
Okay, so I will be more than – I'm here. I was waiting for you to finish speaking. I will be more than happy to assist you. I do need to pull up the account. It looks like in the transfer, there was no account information transferred, only the notes saying fraud.
This is one she gave me. I can give you that.
Zip code and first and last name on the account you're calling in about.
Okay. Zip code is 27596. It's for Doug Staples.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And you're Doug Staples, sir?
That's right.
Okay. So I'll make sure I'm speaking with the person that is the account is. Thank you for verifying that. And then can I have the shipping address, please?
81 Wisteria Crest Drive in Youngsville, North Carolina, 27596. As I said, I don't recall ordering, but it might, may have. I just don't know why I've been recharged for it each month subsequent.
Okay. Do you mind providing me that city name for the address, please?
Youngsville.
Okay. North Carolina?
North Carolina, 27596.
Okay. Thank you. I apologize. So I have pulled up an account with that information and that verified it with that address, the 81, I don't know, I mispronounced his name, Listeria Crest Drive, Youngsville, North Carolina. Okay, give me just a moment to review the account, please, okay?
Okay.
So I'm looking over it. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm just trying to look over it. It's loading that part with the information of what was ordered up. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Trying to be patient too. It's been quite frustrating.
I understand. No, I'm sorry about that. I'm not trying to make you wait longer than you need to get this handled. Our system's been a little slow today. My theory is it's on vacation. That's my theory. It went on vacation before everybody else did. Oh, come on. I don't want to try to refresh it yet because then it may freeze it and take more longer. So I'm just waiting on it to load. I'm sorry.
While you're doing that, I guess one of the frustrating things that Yvonne apparently couldn't tell me or was unwilling to or what.
Okay.
But all I wanted to do is get, what is the name of your company since you're the one that's charging me?
Okay, sir. So again, my name is Joseph. I'm a floor supervisor in the fraud department at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies we do customer service for. So we have to pull up an account and see who you have services with, and that would allow us to view the merchant's name, what was ordered, all of that. Once this loads, because I'm just waiting on it to load the order information, it's still loading that up, I will be happy to provide you, let you know who the merchant was that you had the services
Great.
With.
Is there any reason why Yvonne wouldn't have been able to tell me that?
That who wouldn't be able to tell you that?
The last person I spoke with, Yvonne.
They should have been able to provide you with the merchant's name once the account was fully loaded.
She insisted that she did not have that in front of her.
Okay. Well, I'm just waiting on it loading. It has loaded part of the account, but where the merch with the order information is, it's still loading. I don't know if that will.
So let me ask you, I'm still trying to understand the sequence of things. I called my bank and got the 800 number that mm-hmm. I got Yvonne on. I can give you the number if that helps. I don't know if it's yours too. Because that's what was linked to the charge in the banking record. And I guess my concern is, who is charging me, them or the merchant? You or the merchant?
And sir, we do customer service for over 1,000 different companies, sir. We handle customer service. So the accounts are with the merchant. They're the ones billing you. We're just able to view the accounts and assist with customer service on the accounts.
Okay. So the short version is that the merchant is charging me.
The merchant is the one billing you. We just handle the customer service for the different companies, sir. We're not actually the ones billing you.
Okay.
We just handle their customer service calls and assisting, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I hope that answers your question. That's the best way I can explain it to you, sir.
I'm hoping the next information on your screen will tell me exactly who it was and how we can deal with this. Because now, it's almost $500 worth of charges that I'm disputing.
Mm-hmm.
Over 10 months worth of charges. And, you know, this is unacceptable. That's why I'm being so insistent. I need to know if I'm going to come after somebody. I know it won't be you, but I need to know who to approach.
Once it loads, I'm just trying to get it to load. I'm refreshing my system to get that part of the system to load. I will be happy to assist you with it. Review it and see what's going on there. I would need to still review it first.
That's fine.
I'm just literally waiting on my system to load right now that part of the account information. I have the account pulled up, but the actual order information, like what was ordered, what's going on, that is still not fully loading.
That's fine.
I'm trying literally right now to refresh it and get it to load. I'm so sorry. Give me just a moment, because I'm also going to go ahead and reach out to our IT department to see if there's something going on that I'm not aware of with this system. Give me just a moment, please. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get the system to fully pull up. So I'm so sorry. I'm working on getting that pulled up for you right now. Give me just a few more moments, sir. I'm so sorry.
Sure.
I'm still here. Please stand in line.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, it finally loaded. I am so sorry. As soon as I start reaching out to IT, it finally reloads. I apologize. Okay, there we go. Give me 1 second, please, though. So I'm just reading the notes. Okay, so I see what this was for. You had signed up for the membership, for the Gadgets Club membership with the Discount Savings Store is the name of the company. You had that
Gadgets,
membership
I'm
with.
Sorry, Gadgets, say that again. Gadgets what?
It was the Gadgets Club membership, and who you had that with was the Discount Savings Store is the name of the company,
nope.
Sir.
Discount say I never have never heard of that, and we wouldn't have Discount Savings. Discount,
yes.
What was it? Discount.
Discount Savings Store is the name of the company. What you had with them was the membership for that Gadgets Club. It was created when selecting a tactical bag as a gift for signing up for that membership. That tactical bag was just going to be billed for the $7.95 to be shipped out to you. And then you were going to be billed the actual membership fee for the Discount Savings Store Gadgets Club membership.
So
4 days after initially signing up.
So the membership itself is 50.
For the membership, it's for the membership itself. You would be have been billed 4 days after signing up, which would be the $67.32. So each month you're enrolled and billed that membership fee, you would receive $125 gift card to shop online, sir, at the online store for them.
Then I need to know, and I need it urgently, any way I can get a hold of this company. And don't tell me you can't, because if you do business with them, you have to have it.
Sir, so again, I will be happy to assist you with getting this file, this fraud, because I do see in the notes you were claiming that this entire account's fraudulent. You did not create this account. Is that correct, sir?
That's absolutely correct.
And, okay,
and
well,
let me state it maybe a little bit more clearly from my end. I can't, and I'm being honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I did not order something for $7.95. I did not know that it was committing me to having a $56.95 monthly charge for a membership to buy an $8 item.
So you're not wanting to file this fraud, sir? Did you initially, do you want me to still proceed forward with fraud, or what do you want me to do, sir?
Are you saying the word fraud, F-R-A-U-D?
Well, in the notes, it stated you were wanting to get assistance with the rest of the charges. You were claiming that it was fraudulent. That's what the agent's notes show on
okay,
the account.
Well, I never said that word. That was her words, and I may have meant them, but I never said that. What I want, I'm willing to accept the fact that right now you're a customer service company.
So if you don't want to proceed forward, is
forward where?
If you don't want to proceed forward with me filing as fraud, sir, I do see you've already been refunded for the December charge, sir, for the 12/20
right.
charge in full. What I can go ahead and do for the previous month for no. November is issue a 35% refund on that charge for you today, sir.
No. Today, what I need is to know the company that you're contracted with that is giving you this information.
Who you had services with, sir, was with the Discount Savings Store. That was the company you created this account with for the Gadgets Club, sir.
Okay, now, is there a way for me to contact them directly except for having to go
through
you?
Sir, we service customer service number for them, sir. We do customer service for them, sir. That's the number you're calling today. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department for customer service for them. I'm be happy to assist you with the...
You guys have been very nice, but it's kind of lame that you can't give me a customer service number for a company that you are representing.
Sir, we service them. I can assist with the account, sir. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. We do customer service for them, sir.
Okay.
So what I can go ahead and do if you don't want to proceed forward.
How do you follow up on my request to you? You must have a way to, send an email or work with them electronically to actually process the cancellation of my account, number one.
No, we do all of that while we have the account pulled up. That's how the agent canceled it out. As soon as it's canceled, it's automatically canceled. As soon as we do something to the account, it's done, sir. So again, if you don't want to proceed forward with the fraud claim, sir.
Are you willing to credit me? I've spent apparently over $500 for whatever that I was never told that it was going to happen. You're apparently accepting responsibility for being the entity that is billing me this amount. And I want to know who it is that I'm going to get my money back from. And you can't seem to tell me the answer.
Sir, I've answered your question, sir.
You have deflected it.
So I've answered your questions. What I can go ahead and do, if you don't want to proceed forward as fraud, I can go ahead and apply a 50. You want to proceed forward as fraud, sir?
Well, wait a minute. If you're saying I can't, you're going to apply a what? Say that, finish that sentence.
If you do not want to proceed forward as fraud, what I can go ahead and do for you, sir, as a one-time courtesy, is apply a 50% refund to the November charge. That's what I can do if you don't want to proceed forward as fraud.
So you'll credit me back $28.
50% of that charge that was done on 11/19 of 2022 is what I can do if you don't want to proceed forward with fraud, sir.
I want to proceed with fraud. Absolutely.
Okay. I will be happy to assist you with getting this file. I will be happy to go ahead and get this file, this fraud, sir. I do need to verify, is there any dispute or block with your bank that would prevent me from filing this fraud claim for you today?
I am supposed to call them back if I need to block a charge.
Okay, so there's not currently a dispute or block with them, correct?
Not with my bank yet. That's
okay,
correct.
Thank you for verifying that. Well, I will proceed forward with the fraud.
As far as your process for processing the fraud, am I going to get any paperwork or is it all your word?
Once I am done issuing the fraud claim and finished with that process, sir, I will be happy to provide you with any confirmation and information, but I first have to go through the process, sir. Yes, you will receive information for that, sir. Yes, sir.
Step forward because nobody has been able to confirm either by email, by statement, by company name, by anything that you're going to do what you said you do. I'm sorry. Maybe that's incorrect. Apparently, I did get the $56.95 credit, but I haven't seen that yet, so I'm still taking Yvonne's word on that.
Okay. The refund that was already issued to you takes 3 to 5 business days. You were going to be sent out an email within 24 to 40 hours of that refund being issued. I will be happy to provide you with that confirmation number as well. Do you want it before I proceed forward with fraud or once I am done with that fraud process?
Go ahead and give me the confirmation on the credit.
Yes, sir. So the refund confirmation number for your December 20th charge for $56.95 that was already refunded by the agent today, that is going to be 7900884294. And I'll be happy to also give you the cancellation number because it was canceled out by her as well. That is C like in Chuck 2-634-15379. You also receive confirmation emails for both of those, sir.
To what email?
The email we have on file, sir. I can verify that. It's D O O UGS.
T-A-P-L-E-S
at outlook.com.
That's incorrect.
Spell it. What's the email you want it to, sir? What's the correct email?
You said D-O-O?
Yes. Do you like a dog? O-O.
It's the name Doug. D-O-U-G-S-T-A-P-L-E-S at outlook.com.
So there's only one O, not two. Is that what you're saying?
Not called Doug, Duke. I'm Doug.
Excuse me?
I'm not, I don't know where, you know, that's obviously a mistake on whoever's side was. Maybe that's why I haven't gotten anything about this.
Okay. We don't enter customers' information when an account's created.
Okay.
The customer has to. But I am getting it updated to the correct spelling for your email. That way you receive any and every confirmation email regarding what's been done today. I'm going to spell it back to you. Let me know once I'm done spelling back if that I have it correct now. D-O-U-G-S-T-A-P-L-E-S at outlook.com, and that's outlook.com.
Okay, and as long as that's Doug Staples, no spaces, no dots. That's right.
Is that correct, what I just spelled back to you, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to submit it to be updated before I proceed forward with anything else. That way you get every and every confirmation email regarding what we've done today.
Great.
Yes, sir.
That'll give me more information about your company. Mm-hmm. I realize.
One moment, sir. I'm making sure. Give me a second, please. I'm making sure it updated correctly through the system, please.
Yep.
Okay. I've updated it to the correct spelling for your email. Now, I will go ahead and proceed forward with getting this file as fraud, sir. I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where the order took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with the filing of fraud for you today, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay, please stay on the line while I get this file as fraud, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Marking on your refunds for your fraud claim. I just finished filing the actual fraud claim itself. Please stand the line, sir.
Okay.
I am still here, sir. Give me just a moment. I'm working
okay.
on your refunds for you.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Please stay on the line. I'm working on your refunds for your fraud claim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir. So I've gone ahead and got your account filed as fraud and those refunds issued for your fraud claim. They'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. That is, you've already been refunded for the December. I've refunded the November, October, and the September is what we have issued. And then once your fraud claim is done being handled and investigated, the rest would be handled once that's finished.
Okay. And when should I get that email?
So you should receive confirmation emails for the refund and the filing confirming that the account's been canceled and filed as fraud within the next 24 to 48 hours now that I've updated the email, sir. Do you have your confirmation numbers? Whenever you are ready, just let me know.
Okay, their confirmation numbers for what? For which?
Would you like the confirmation number, sir?
Yeah, this is for the confirmation number for what, though? For the fraud claim?
For your refunds for the fraud claim, sir.
Okay.
First refund I've issued is 1119 charge. You were billed for that charge, $56.95, which has been refunded in full. That is going to be 7806034069.
Okay.
Your next refund, sir, is going to be for the October 19th charge. You were billed $56.95. You're being refunded
$56.95.
Okay. Okay. Your next, I'm working on it, sir. Your next charge, sir, is going to be for the 917 refund, and that is going to be for $56.95 as well. And that will be 7596548529. You'll receive those refunds in the next 3 to 5 business days. That does not include weekends or holidays, and your account's closed out, which I gave you the cancellation number. Or would you like me to repeat? Okay. So your account's closed.
What I need is the confirmation number for October.
Yes, sir, I've given the October charge refund.
Okay, you gave me November and September, but I didn't hear October's.
Okay, again, the October charge, sir, I gave that to you, but I'll give it again. 7714926774. That's the confirmation for your refund for October.
Okay, sorry, that's 926774.
Again, it's going to be for October. 7714926774.
Okay.
That's a full refund again of $56.95 for October.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And
yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. You'll see those refunds back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days for you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.